All right, well, we're up to Rashid Beis about Iker and Tuffel. Just one Makuda from last year, finished it quickly last time, about Kadima. So it was a little bit unclear whether Zayis, because it's by the Pasuk, you make a bracha before a grape or not. Since it's a Makulikis, since the Magad Avram says you do, but other, before Sa'ira, before barley, it seems it's a bit of a machlekes, and the Magen Avraham says you do, but the other achronim say that doesn't make sense. Barley is a grain, and then it should be make an ibracha after if you ever have that situation. Okay, Rishu Beis, Kol Shehu Iker V'Imel Tfela. Again, to Iker and Tal, which is basically I said this before, but there's basically three. There's three issues when it comes to Iker v'Tafel. There's Iker and Tafel on the Tarevis, which was mentioned in Reish Dalad, the end of Reish Dalad. It is also mentioned in Reish Ches by Rice, which talks over there. It says the Iker is Rove. That it says by in Reish Ches, it says that whatever, if it's something which is not. And then the second thing is if there's Mizonos, Kol Sheyeshbo, if there even though it's not Rove, but it's connection of the Iker. If there's mezoinus. But otherwise, if it's a tararus, meaning you're eating everything together in one spoonful or one whatever, so that would be a tararus, and that would depend on rove. However, if there's something which is, sometimes it's two ikarim, like for instance, you have a cholent with meat, you make the bracha on the meat. If it's barley, make mezoinus, or you would make a hadama, whatever is in there, there's rice in there, whatever it is. You would have the meat is only chashe unless it's broken to pieces. And a whole discussion was a final discussion I mentioned about sushi, which I think is a complex shiloh because what's the ikar over here? It's sort of the, if there's not rove rice, so I think it's posh, you make shahakal if there's fish in it. If it's just vegetables, so then if it's mamash rove vegetables, okay, fine. But if it's rove rice, as pasha, you make mezonos on it. Question is that if you do have rove rice, do you make a bracha on the fish separately? It's a little bit complex because sushi means, well, sushi in Japanese means the rice. But, when it feels like sushi, they think the fish. So it's a little bit unclear what is the ikar and tuffle in sushi. Because the rice is mishamish the fish, but the mitzacheni, it's not. Think about it; it's complicated. I would personally just take a little. If you take something out, it doesn't have a bracha. If this is nechshav tuffel, so yeah, I would say make a mezonos and something else, and make a shahakal and something else, and try to pater it. But if there's really a little bit of rice, so then it's poshut. I think it's posh you make shahakal. But if there's a lot of rice, and I don't know, it's a bit unclear. So let's see. Koshu ikar yivol tfeila, v'achal ikar poter as a tfeila, right? And the tfeila loses its bracha completely. Now it's only if you eat it together. It says, v'bein v'bracha shalofaneh, v'bein v'bracha shalachareh, lo mi baya, ikar ma'ur in a tafel. Doesn't make a difference if it's mixed, right? So that's what we're talking about. And also, if it's in a mixture, it says that if you want to take a different bracha, you want to take a piece of something in a mixture, say a fruit cocktail or something like that, and it's mostly pineapple and some other peaches or whatever, and you want to take a piece out and make a bracha on it, so then that is, you don't make a bracha on it. And if you do, it's a shahaka, loses bracha completely. We'll see that in a second. However, if you remove all the peaches or some peaches you put on the side, you separate the mixture and you separate stuff out, and then you eat it separately, then you would make a bracha. Then it gets its bracha back. Ela afilu kol echad levado. Now that was iruv. That was a tarev. Now I'm getting into a thing of what about one which is mishamish something else? Meaning the case in the Mishnah is a case where you have very salty fish. And you eat a piece of bread afterwards to absorb the saltiness. So there the Mishnah says that the pas is tafel. The filu pas shu choshev mikol ibu tafel. echo pas, you know, kadeshal yezekenu begrono. Clear out the salt. Now, the Apostolic and the say that nowadays it doesn't, you don't really have a case where pas is gonna be tuffel. The says, these things are so not borer, you know, the case, we're really eating bread, not to go ahead and eat bread. It has to be like, it's so unclear, it's better just to make a bracha on the bread, make it, wash, hamoitzi, and then have fish and have bread. Don't start getting into shilas, because it's very unclear exactly, can you really say you don't want the bread at all? I mean, it's a little bit unclear, although I had a shayla last night, one of my kids had terrible hiccups, so one of the things is that my wife always says, ichala, it helps reset your system, helps like, you know, clear it up a bit, but I was trying to think, well, you know, like if you had that, maybe that would be tuffle, something like that, if you had something else first, but whatever. If the tafel is choviv, v'varach alav, v'achach v'varach al ha'ikir. Some say that if the tafel is tacha choviv, right, so then you make a bracha on the choviv, let's say, like I said, the case of sushi. Oh, you love salmon, so you make a bracha on salmon. However, we don't go like this shita. V'handam v'varach al ha'ikir, poter as a tfeila, Hainish oichlin biyachad o sheochal ikr tchila. That's if you eat the ikr tchila and then eat the tfeila. Aval im oichal tafel tchila, if you eat the tafel first, when she rose to lishtois, rose to lechol tchila, kdesha yishtea liber rekana. You want to drink a big shot of whiskey in the morning, right? But you know it's going to make you sick if you don't have anything to eat. So you want to take a cracker or something before so that you don't get sick. O sheochal garine, Gugania is lamatek ashtia, or you eat cherry pits. Again, I guess you suck. There's a discussion what that means. You suck on them. I don't know, lamatek ashtia, you put it in your mouth. Maybe it means you suck on the juice. Just pit. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you eat them. I don't know. But you suck on the pits, the sweetness in your mouth. Or it used to be a thing to take sugar cube and to go ahead and drink tea through it. But it's supposed to shahakal in that case. But let's say it was a different thing. You make a bracha on the tafel first. If you eat it by itself, it has a bracha of shahakal. It loses its bracha completely. Not completely, but it's, so therefore, even so, again, the cases of when you have one thing, when you're not eating them together, have one thing negative, the other is, I mean, you can have cases, but it's very unclear. It's always best just to make a straight bracha, have kavana, or mazonos, or have a, whatever you want to eat first, and then have to eat it after. Don't try to make a ikar and tuffle over here, because it's the ideas are unclear. Discussion by Yerushalmi Kogel and the pickle. The Poskim discuss. I think Rabbi Yoshev held. There's some holders in the Poskim. I think it's Rabbi Yoshev and I don't know, whatever. I think Rabbi Yoshev held. You don't make a bracha on the pickle. If you're eating it, you know, you're eating it together. You don't that because the pickle is just there to balance the taste of the kugel. I think it's Rabbi Chaim said that you do make a bracha. I guess it sort of depends on, you know, if you're Yerushalmi. I don't know, it depends what the reason is. It's always better just to take a pickle separately and then just to eat the mazonos, Mirkachas sheminichin al kikin dakim. If you have a spread or some sort of, that spread is not going to be shahakal, but you have some sort of mixture, sweetness, something, whatever, that you would, that mirkachas make a bracha. Also, mekikin havu tfeidel in mirkachas. Those thin wafers are tofel to mirkachas. Shadavar yodua she'em iskavin le'echol lechem. Your kavana is not to eat bread. Your kavana is to eat the filling on top. So the Aruch HaShulchan says would say something that's the understands a lot of pasuk b'kissin in that. So I heard, like for example, let's say pizza. Some say that if it's a really thin crust, there's a lot of cheese. You know, that's what makes it into mazonos because the crust is just there to not dirty your hands. Usually, that's not like that. If you have a really thin crust, I'm saying they say the point is that you just not to dirty your hands. Like it's just to hold a merkacha. So you have, you know. But if there's taste in the thing itself, then you would. If you know, let's talk about a pie crust. a lot of these shaylos come in by the pie crust. So, you know, the question is, some say, some people say, if it has, if the crust has tasted itself, then you have to, then it's not tofel. The question is, you have to make a mezonos on the whole thing. It's complicated because it's really, I mean, you have a big, huge, like, pie, and you have a, and you have a little thing of mezonos. It's unclear. It really sort of depends on the metzias. If there's a, you know, the pie crust can take, it can taste like something, but if it's there just to add, you know, so you just, you can hold the mousse or whatever is there, that's, you know, and adds a little bit of flavor. Again, it's better, again, if you're not...
This sounds more like the old-fashioned Israeli ice cream, which had, which had a wafer that was paper thin like a napkin, and it was basically tasteless, but it was mezonos, but you wouldn't make the mezonos on it, but it was only there to hold the ice cream.
All right, that was a shout out by Crembo's. They have a discussion. It's also a Mahogis because...
That's
a cookie also, but... Right.
Ice cream cone. I mean, those things are... That's not...
This is the same thing. Crembo, you have to make it with Zonos, but I'm saying... But yeah, this is talking about, like you said, it's basically a tasteless wafer, you know, then that would be... If it adds a bit of taste... If the taste, like they have a discussion about schnitzel, if it adds taste, doesn't add taste. If it's there for its own taste and you enjoy the crust also, then that would be in a chlami. That would be mezonos. There are going to be two brachos. And like I said, it's always better if you eat it during the suda. Do you make a shahakal? You don't make any bracha. Because if the whole bracha is mezonos on the pie, so then you wouldn't make a bracha. But if it's a shahakal, you should. Again, it's always better to try to pater because these things are very unclear. Try to pater with different brachos.
So again, regarding, let's say, herring. So if it's a thicker cracker, it was probably two brachos.
Yeah, it's always two. I think herring.
Tasteless thin cracker.
It has to be thin. I don't say even all crackers have a taste.
If
you had some sort of taste, but the other regular crackers we have all have some sort of taste. So I wouldn't say that it'll taste it together. It's not like, you know, you're talking, like you said, it's a very, you know.
Isn't the test if you would have the items individually? Isn't the test if you would eat
that? That's part of it, yeah. That's part of it. The question is, if they say if it's baked together, I think with a pie, if it's baked together, the question is when things like desserts are not baked together, just you put a mousse pie. That's like, that gets more complex because it's, you know, would you eat a graham cracker? Maybe eat graham crackers. Would you eat a graham cracker crust separately? I mean, I'm sure that people do, but you know, but you eat graham crackers, so it's a little bit. That's why it gets a little bit.
Labeled as a pie with a filling, not a filling that I just need to hold. So
that right. That's the thing. That's the thing. Is that it really sort of right? That's like I said. That's why it's better to, you know, if you have a mezonos, I guess, you know, break off a piece of pie, put it on the side. And then, as like a piece of the crust, and enjoy the crust, and then, you know, that's their way to get around it, because it is a little bit unclear. It's a little bit unclear. If a person is supposed to do it, I don't know, you just make mezonos on the pie crust, and das to patter the mousse, because that would be onto everything. But otherwise, you know, but that's a solution. Fine. Reshu Gimel. I'll call Perez Rashad Zvarim, chutz me pass, v'yayim, hayo oichun shnayim, yoyser, echa potyos chaveru. If you have two other people, but one person can yotze the other one, I feel it below. Haseba, even without haseba, that you're sitting there, one can say mazonos and mazonos to someone else. Miu yeshiva miya boy, you need to be sitting. Tafka pasayayim boy haseba. If you don't have a yeshiva, come on haseba, did he do? Since yeshiva is like haseba, so then it's the same. If he's a didididan, the less of haseba, ain't chiluk bein pasayayim, the shadvarim, to be yeshiva, feel the pasayayim, echam avarach kulam. If he's not sitting, he makes a wrong bracha. That's everything else except for bread. Hani mili, the bracha rishayna. That's only the bracha rishayna. The bracha achrona tzvichin lechalek. We call echem mevarach laatzmoi. Bracha achrona, everyone has to make their own. There ain't zimun. Agav, the yishalim do b'chol dvarim chutz mipasayayin lo mahani yaseiba. There's a shita we don't say does not work. There's nothing as a kviyas on peiros or other things. Who are din yeshiva ledidan? It wasn't work. L'chein nogu achshav peirush kol echem varach laatzmo. However, b'niyavid you would be yotze. So, for example, let's say you have someone who's not from and you want to make a bracha for them. So they hear one of the things they say is you make a bracha out loud. So What do they say? Amen. It could be yotze without amen. That's the Rambam shita. You know, they don't say amen. It could be yotze. Just the thing is that they have to be sitting. If they're walking through the room and you say, oh, bracha, you know, you throw a bracha out, hopefully they'll hear it. The thing is, you're sitting by a table and you make a bracha, they'll hear it, so then they could be yotze with that.
I wasn't able to follow the washing here. Bracha Rishonah, one can be motzi.
Bracha Rishonah, you can't.
So Al Paris, Bracha Rishonah, you cannot be motzi somebody else.
Bracha Rishonah, you can on fruit.
Bracha Rishonah, you can be motzi somebody else.
Right.
And Bracha Achrona,
it doesn't work.
Only in Shalosh or Hazan or benching, but not Borin Abash.
But no, that's not right. Even Al Ha'etz, I'm not sure. Al Ha'michi, you can, because it says here by Paris. So, I think that.
Al Paris means.
There's no. Al Ha'etz, Al Paris. I'm not sure about, because there is a kvias for wine, a kvias for mezonos. For Paris, it says there's no kvias. I don't know if it's made in Shalosh, if it works.
But it's not in Texas, has all to be
Okay. I mean, I go through the
not all Paris and not Bar
Nefashos.
You can't be motzi. You shouldn't be
motzi. Right. The person, he can't be motzi anyone unless he's actually eating with them. But as motzi mishmiyasa and mechavin shemechavni love that they have kavana. I feel lo ya'anu ame. Right. We said before, even they don't answer ame, but they have to have some sort of. A bit of kavana, but I guess if it's if someone's not firm and you want to hear, so then it could be it's even without straight kavana, unless it's kavana afucho sometimes, and without that, the chori would still be if it's a stam kavana is hearing the bracha, but I'm not sure. En yotzei de kavasa b'shmiyas habracha afil yanu amen. Even if you said Ami, you're not Yodse, you're the Chova. Elim Kain Sheshama Mitchil about Sofa. To be Yodse, we're going to see soon that the answer Ami is different. But to be Yodse, you have to hear the whole bracha completely. Niskavin Latzis Bagidei Chovaso. From a Baruch Niskavin Gamel Otziu Dei Chovaso. The person has to be sure they heard the words Baruch also. This is by Motzi and by Kiddush, everything like that. The person has to be sure to enunciate the words.
Saying
Alamitya,
and one person only needs, let's say,
Alamitya.
Is he okay?
I don't know. I have to think about that. I don't know. It's. I mean, it could be because it would be, but the question is it two different brachos completely? I'd have to look into it. I don't know. I have a tzad to say that. Of course, why not? It's Bichya, but Mitzad Sheni, they say the person. If a person, like Akila, it's nechshav like two different, I can consider two different brachos because if you didn't say alagefin, like you can't just be called, like, I'm not sure. Meshidale. B'chol bracha tzorachil shem amalchos. Kol bracha she'ein ba'haskar shem amalchos. Ein a bracha. You need, Hashem alokeinu melech ha'olam. There are some b'dievids, but achopanim, v'indili shem amalchos yachzav yivarech. If you skip it, you have to go back and make a bracha. The melech levad in a malchus. Stam melech, but it doesn't work. However, the Biravlacha brings the Eben Ha'ezer, who's cholik. You have what to rely on if you didn't say the word oilam, you didn't hear the word oilam, things like that. You have what to rely on. Ata is not ma'akev, but just like saying the bracha, it's, I'm sure you hear these parts as well. I'm sure you enunciate. Yeah. Shem and Malchus Melech is Melech Olam.
Shem and
both of them, right. 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 And Amen. Ain ona Amen achar b'chosav. So no one says Amen after their own brachos, elo achar shtei brachos, or Yoyisa Shem self brachos.
It's the Kandalah, which says, Shem, is
that
the other one Shem is good.
Okay. Right. Because he said there's no difference in that's his own psak, no difference in saying Rachmana. We had the nusach somewhere else if you missed it. Fine. So you have a string of brachos like benching or something else. Shehem sof for brachos. Negelanos amin achar yehalucha v'achar yishtabach. However, Gishomim she'enon amin rak achar birchas bani Yerushalayim. Ashkenazim only know to say amin after bani Yerushalayim birchas hamazon. Chenemelik poshet v'medinas edu v'ein l'shanais. Don't say it after. That's the only time you say it. V'komash negelanos amin achar yehalucha v'yishtabach yana gamkein achar birchas shemam Yisrael. In the places where they do have the minig, then they also have to say by Ma'ariv, they also have to finish and say Amen after Shema Yisrael La'agas. It's also a end of a section. Hashemeya echad mi Yisrael varich achas kula bracha. Someone who hears someone make a bracha. Ava bi shalom shama kula mitchil batzah. But even if you this is not being yotze, you just hear someone saying a bracha. Even if you didn't hear the whole thing, ava bi she'inu chayv ba'oisa bracha. Even if you're not chayv in that bracha, chayv la'anos acharav Amen. You have to answer Amen. And some say that the point, I mean, obviously you have to hear the end of the bracha. That's the point of Tchilas Vatzofa, means you didn't hear the beginning. But if you didn't hear bracha to Hashem, you didn't hear the end, I don't think you answer Amen on that. And the discussion, the poskim, about whether if you just hear the last word of the bracha, do you have to answer Amen? Hayadam says he says even if you know that which bracha he's making, you have to answer Amen. If you hear half the bracha, you have to answer Amen. Although im hayam avarch apikoris akusi otinoik, if there's a problem apikoris or akusi. Or it will have kavana for something else, bedavka, avodazara, or stanley tzados. I don't know. They wouldn't. So to answer amen on that, they have kavana for something totally different. You can't answer amen to that. Oh, tinok, right? So we're going to see in a second what it means by tinok and sifkimo. Oh, hayagodol v'shina matbeah habrachos. Or he stam was saying the wrong type of brach. I know, changing around the words, saying his own nusach. That doesn't work. Ein only achar v'amin. Hagav only amin achar obi kuchovim. However, glemik zavrach, you may do say amin. Im shama al kol abracha mi piv. Now, what they say is, this is qualified. This first of all, it's only reshus, it's not chiyuv, unlike by Yisrael. Two, it's only if you heard an actual bracha, not you know, praise God or something like that. You don't make a bracha on that. You don't say amin to that. You know. No, it's a direct translation. Even that is complicated because also, especially what are they, whose version you're going to use? You're going to use the old Birnbaum version. You're going to use the Maxwell's version. You're going to use Art Scroll, and it says Lord in there. Their kavanah is probably not for it's probably not for Rosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what it's probably a different type of kavanah. So they say really only if they actually said a bracha. Well, in the ger, let's say someone's learning to be a ger and he says a bracha, maybe something like that. But otherwise, I can't imagine anyone has real. I don't know if they really have kavanah to Hashem and to real bracha. Otherwise, you wouldn't. If they say, "Oh, praise God," you shouldn't answer amen to that either. What does that mean? B'shas shalomi brachas from the rabbi. That's when you go and walk into the class in cheder or whatever at school, and he's teaching them brachas. So then there's no kavanah. It's just for limud. There's no kavanah b'chal. Shemotu l'lamei l'tinoik is a brachas ketikdam. You can learn it with the Shem Hashem. You're supposed to. Rayav b'shehem mevarchim levatalo b'shas limud, and you're allowed to teach kids. Even with Shem Hashem, it's not levatalo because that's for limud. Even if it's not any psukim, things like that. Also, these things are not levatalo. Aval b'shashem mevarch and liftor is atzmam. If they're making their own bracha on an apple, even if they chinuchem, only achareim amen. Right? And so there, any bracha we don't know how to say bracha is the bnei chinuch. You say amen. It's the chayv derabanan. Hey, b'shashem amen haftarah b'beis haknesses used to be the minig was that they have a cotton, not just a bar mitzvah boy, but even they had ketanim say the haftarah. That's also that's amen to that. Kol hamavarech bracha she'enet tzvicha hareiz noisi shem shemayim l'shav. Anyone who says a bracha she'enet tzvicha is over on lo sisa. This is the Rambam shita. Harehu kenishba l'shav also lanos achar of amen. The shita tzaisus which Rav Poskim go like that. The Gemara says it's Rav Poskim against the Rambam holds only din derabanan. The Rambam brings that the Tosis holds it's only Darabana, and that's both poskim. The Rambam, the only one who holds this Mamashin Issa Daraisa of Losisa, to go ahead and say Bracha Levatala. So, even though Lamaisa, this is the core of all the din of Safek Bracha Sahakel, is because if you have a Safek and you're wrong, you're going to do a Bracha Levatala, it's a Tzara according to the Rambam, you're being over in Losisa. Therefore, only the Birkas of Mazir, Yechiv Deraisa, you have a suffix, so then you have to say. Akuponim, but anything else, say Samek Brachos Ahokel, that everyone, even the Sveikos, I'll say basically, if it's Samek Brachos Ahokel, and then say, you know, then Samek Brachos Ahokel, and someone makes a bracha, I don't know which answer. I mean, after that, I'm not sure. It's not so pashut. Okay, we have a couple more minutes. We started touch late. We'll move on to start Birchas Areyach. So also Lahanas Mereyach Tov Ad Sheivarech Kodem Sheireyach. Just like any other hanos in this world eating, so smelling something nice is also a hanah for us to make a bracha beforehand. But la'acharav ain't tzarich levarich klum. But there's no bracha achrona, but they explain because just like by food, it has to digest. But by reyach, you smell it and the hanah is gone completely. So therefore, you don't have to make a bracha. They say, but if discussion about what if you have something to eat and something to smell, what do you make a bracha on first? So they say that you should make a bracha on the food first. For instance, you have a nice smelling apple, whatever it is. If it has it tastes good, it has a scent, so you should make a bracha on the food first, and then make a bracha on the reyach. They're just smelling it and you're eating it. Maybe I might be making a mistake, but I think so. Okay.
Wouldn't you smell before you eat it?
Something else we have to see about also, if you smell something, we're going to talk about if you smell something while korchach or not, you have to have kavanah to smell it. If you walk by a spice store or something like that, I don't know, you wouldn't, unless you daf go in and smell it, I don't think you would make a bracha on it. Right, so I'm not sure. We're talking about a case here, you have two things, you have spices and you have an ochel, you should make a bracha on the ochel first. So by Abdullah, we make a bracha on hagofen, then we make a bracha, even though we don't eat it first, then you make a bracha on the besamim. If it's the same food, I'll look that up. I'm not sure. But it's only food and reyach we make brachas on. We don't make brachas on. They bring down not on a nice voice or not. Not when you're taking a shower. Even any other hanas like that, we don't. It's only things which go inside a person's body. So even if you heard this beautiful music, there's no bracha. Only things which go as a. It's not. Food goes into your body, and reyach also goes into your body. I guess they consider hearing is not.
There's
Birchas Ariyah. Okay, so that can be something separate. It's not hana. That's not Birchas hana. It's Birchas Ariyah. Something we're going to get in thereafter. It's something totally different. That's a special takonomic bracha, something you see, but it's not because of hana. It's not like, they say on something beautiful, but it's not because it's hana, it's because it's objectively beautiful. It's a different thing.
It's more ethereal.
Right, exactly. A smell's funny because it wants to between that and sound waves, but still, it's still different because if there is some, it is more physical than
there are particles. Yeah, particles,
right. Right, right. Right, so that's the thing. Well, so we'll continue on Birchas Areyach tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.